It's one of our most important tools and holds a prominent place in many ancient philosophies and religions. The ancient Greeks believed that fire, along with earth, water, and air, was one of the four essential elements that made up the world. We now know that the world's a lot more complicated, with over 100 elements of matter that can be combined in a tremendous variety of ways. This might leave you wondering where fire fits in. What exactly is fire? Watching a flame dance through the air, you might conclude that fire is a gas like oxygen or carbon dioxide. It's not. Fire can burn fuel that's a gas or a liquid or even a solid, as in the case of glowing charcoal. But the fire itself isn't any of these things. In fact, fire isn't anything at all. It's not its own type of matter. It's something that matter can do. Fire is a chemical reaction. A fire needs oxygen and some kind of fuel. This fuel, whether it's candle wax, wood, or gasoline, usually contains big molecules that have carbon atoms inside them. You can think of these molecules as little containers of energy. When they're allowed to combine with oxygen, this energy is released as heat and light. Fire is a rapid chemical reaction known as oxidation. Inside a fire, oxygen molecules break bigger molecules apart into carbon dioxide and water vapor. All the heat and light of a fire comes from big carbon-based molecules combining with oxygen. So, what is fire? It's not the fuel or the oxygen or the heat or the light. Fire is what happens among all these things. It's a chemical reaction. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.